A very good evening. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Special thanks to our host, Southeast Hebrew Congregation in Silver Spring, Maryland. Yuma, Pei Aleph Amud Beis, 81B, pagination, page 162. We'd like to discuss the day before Yom Kippur. So there's a lot doing on the day before Yom Kippur. One of the things we do is, traditionally, if there's unfinished business between a fellow Jew, it's brought that Erev Yom Kippur, we ask Mechila. It's a great opportunity because, like this, it's just like in the mood. And if you'd come over to him Pesach time and ask him for Mechila, I don't know how receptive he may or may not be. But Erev Yom Kippur, it's the opportunity. We also recite Vidui in anticipation of Yom Kippur. But there are two things that are mentioned in this Gemara pertaining to the fast. One of them is that we add on to the fast a little bit. And number two, that generally the day before Yom Kippur is a day designated that it's a mitzvah to eat. Many commentaries say that it's in anticipation of the fast, because Yom Kippur fast is meant to be a very unusual type of inui. It's not supposed to wipe us out. It's supposed to leave us on a high. And therefore, we're told, eat the day before, get your energy reserves, and then you go into Yom Kippur. You're not going to eat. You're not going to be involved with food. But health-wise, it's not going to wipe you out. But whatever the interpretation is, we have two drushas that we'd like to do tonight. Five lines from the top of the page, in the middle of the line, Licha d'tanya, as we learned. The pasuk says, Parshas Emor, Ve'inisem es nafsho seichem b'sisha lachodesh. You should afflict your souls. Your life should be afflicted on the ninth of the month. Asks the Gemara, Yochol Yascha V'Yisana B'Tisha. I would think that you have to actually start fasting on the ninth. Talmud Loma Bo'erev, it says in the evening. I Bo'erev Yochol Mishatech Shach, only after it gets dark. Talmud Loma B'Tisha, but it said the ninth of the month. In what way is it the ninth of the month, but also the evening? HaKetzad, how do you accomplish that? What is the enigma that the Pasuk is describing? And the Gemara answers, Maschil umisana mibe'od yom, that you start the fast while it is slightly daytime. Mikan, from here we learn, Shemosifim mechol ala kodesh, that you have to add from the weekday onto the holiness. Same concept that we have by Shabbos. You have by Yom Kippur that even though on the calendar it says the sunset time, which is technically when Yom Kippur begins, but we are supposed to actually add on a significant amount of time, moments of time, specific amounts, tangible amounts of time in addition, perhaps as much as 5 minutes, but to be Mosif Mechol Ala Kodesh, to add on to the fast. So that's lesson number one, that we're supposed to be adding on to Yom Kippur. Drop down to almost midway on the page. D'tani chia bar rav midifti is the way the line begins. D'tani. Counting from the top, it's probably about 25 lines. A different drasha from the same pasuk. B'tisha, you're going to be afflicting yourself on the ninth of the month. Yom Kippur is the 10th. What's going on over here? Do you truly fast on the ninth? On the contrary, you fast on the 10th. But rather, this tells you, any person who eats and drinks on the ninth of the month, the way you're supposed to, the Torah considers it as if you fasted. That's the credit you get, as if you did a fast day on the 9th and the 10th. It's a nice, easy mitzvah to do. Just eat and enjoy. But there are a few nuances over here. One is that the structure of the fast on the 10th of the month, the structure of that fast, the Torah cares about your health. So the structure of that fast is that you eat on the previous day. That's the structure of this fast. So you're doing a mitzvah called fasting that involves the 9th and the 10th. The 9th for eating, the 10th for fasting. A little bit like if you tell somebody that the marathon is going to be on Thursday, but from Monday, you have to start eating a certain type of diet. So they're already in preparation and anticipation. So the marathon started Monday, but it didn't start Monday. But that's what you're doing. Another approach is that really Yom Kippur should have a Sudas Yom Tif. But you can't do a Sudas Yom Tif on Yom Kippur because Yom Kippur is a fast day. So Yom Kippur gets extended, so to speak, to the 9th of the month where you're supposed to have a special meal. But however it is, the way it's phrased is, it's as if you fasted on the 9th and the 10th. Now, there is a specific case in which these two halachas join forces, so to speak, and come in direct, almost contradiction with each other, right? Because you're supposed to be eating on the 9th of the month. On the other hand, we're told that you have to add on at the end of that 9th day, you have to add on a little bit to the fast of Yom Kippur. So the source for this absolute joining them together is a classic question. Are women obligated in these two mitzvahs? Women are certainly obligated in Yom Kippur. The Gemara on Amud Aleph discusses that it's a lav and it's a kares, so they're included. They're included l'chol onshim Shabbat Torah, just like they're included in Shabbos, they're included in Yom Kippur. Are they included in this extension of the mitzvah of Yom Kippur that applies on the 9th of the month? Because it's not really Yom Kippur yet. Are they supposed to be mosif, number one, adding on to Yom Kippur? And number two, are they supposed to be eating on Erev Yom Kippur? Is it a mitzvah for them or not? The Gemara tells us something very fascinating. The Gemara tells us, not over here, but it's a famous Gemara that's quoted and brought in Shulchan Aruch, that the women were not adding onto Yom Kippur. They were eating right up to the deadline. And the Gemara says they're wrong, but the Gemara says you're not going to be able to change them anyway. So mutav shiyu shogigim. Better they should do it by mistake than they should know that they're doing wrong. Okay. So however that judgment call works, that you don't rebuke somebody because they're not going to change anyway. When does that apply? When does it not apply? But what you see from there is that the women certainly are obligated to add on to Yom Kippur. The Gemara considers it a violation that they're doing. And possibly, why was it so hard for them not to? Why was it so hard for them to observe? And why are we so sure that they're not going to listen to us? Perhaps one approach is because they're motivated by this mitzvah of eating on the 9th, and therefore, you can't get them to stop. You can't get them to refrain from doing that mitzvah. Now, the Mefarshim ask, Magid Mishnah asks, of course they added on from Chol to Kodesh, because every human being would have to add on, because we can't cut it down to the last minute. Last 30 seconds, last 15 seconds, last 5 seconds. Of course a person's going to add on to a certain extent to Yom Kippur. And he gives two fascinating answers. One answer is that perhaps when we say adding on, we mean a schum chashuv, a significant amount. Like I gave the example, 5 minutes, 2 minutes, something significant. And a person who's rushing it up to the wire is not doing that. Not doing enough of an addition to Yom Kippur to be called, I added on to Yom Kippur. The second answer which he gives, also fascinating, is that when a person adds on to Shabbos or Yom Kippur because of suffix, because we're mortal and our clocks and timing and astronomy and the time for sunset is not perfect, we're down to seconds one way or the other, and therefore you add on to it because you're not sure, that's not called adding on. That's called being mortal. What we need from you to be mekayim this mitzvah is to actually add on. From something that you know is yours, to add on voluntarily, so to speak, and say, I've added on to Yom Kippur out of respect for it. And either approach, but that's what the women weren't doing. And the Gemara says it's too hard to change for whatever reason. So they left it as such. But you see clearly that the women as well are supposed to be adding on to Yom Kippur. Yeshe Koach, thank you for joining.